Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
I think it's just when I get talking, my hands just get moving.
Oh, that's fine.
And then I just kind of lose track of them.
It wasn't the biggest issue. It just was something that I noticed when listening back.
It's such a good movie.
It honestly is. It honestly got absolutely slammed by the critics, but it's a fantastic
movie.
Oh, yeah. It got like 30% on
Rotten. I mean, what were you expecting out of this kind of movie? Like, I don't think critics should be able to, like, critique movies like this, because they should not be going in expecting, like, an Academy Award-winning movie.
Yeah, they really need to just be drinking beers before they go in. Like, they really need to be going in.
Like, I'm not going into Doctor Strange thinking, like, oh, I'm going to see, like, one of the greatest movies of my life.
That's right. And let's just get right into it. So we got the hockey dudes. We're rolling. We're back. I just watched one of the greatest broadcasts of all time. I mean, what's-his-face's character in this movie was standing in front of the super volcano, still broadcasting on his hand.
Oh,
radio.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson's character standing there. Mike attached to the backpack.
Honestly, not talked about enough as one of the greatest broadcasting professional moments of this generation.
We should do like a tiered list of like greatest radio broadcasters, and like it'd be like a very serious list, like Dan Patrick,
like Al Michaels.
Yeah, Al Michaels.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson in 2012.
On top of Yellowstone Volcano.
I believe his name's just Charlie. I don't think we
ever
get...
Yeah, I don't know. He's like a huge hippie.
Yeah. So we got 2012 going on. I'm a disaster movies guy now. I think I'm just starting to appreciate them a little bit more.
They're fantastic.
So we got that going on in the background. Tom is going to see a movie tonight.
Yes. Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
Well, over under 48.5 portals.
Over.
Okay.
Smashing that over so hard. There's going to be so many freaking portals, man.
Over under 48.5 portals. And somebody was talking to me recently at a grad party about portals or about Doctor Strange. And I was in an argument. I was in between like a group of like three people talking about it. It was kind of one of those arguments I just kind of like walked into. Like, what are these guys talking about over here?
Portals.
And they're talking about Doctor Strange. And he's like, have you seen it? And the guy's like, yeah, I heard he was just like running away through portals the whole time. And the guy, and my brother was the one who was like the huge Doctor Strange fan. I was like, I mean, that's like saying that you heard Spider-Man was like shooting webs in the Spider-Man movie. Like, it's kind of what he does.
That's his niche. Like, that's just what he does. Yeah, I'm hitting the over. I mean, freaking last time I seen him was Avengers Endgame.
He was in their recent Spider-Man.
Yeah, I haven't seen those.
Okay.
I'm a little behind on those. So I'm kind of going... I don't think Spider-Man's in this, so I don't think I need to know those. I think this one you really just need to see WandaVision.
Okay.
Which I have seen.
Okay.
It was very good.
Yeah, yeah. It was good.
But last time I saw Doctor Strange was... I always get Endgame and Age of Ultron titles mixed up. The Last Avengers, they save everybody... He freaking brings like 1,000 portals to bring everyone out.
Yeah, that was probably the over under on portals in that one was probably like set at like about 26.5.
And it hammered.
I mean,
everybody came out of like their own portal.
That was probably 200 portals. And I think that's when it hit for the writers, like, oh man, these people really like the portal game.
Okay, next Doctor Strange movie is just gonna be Doctor Strange Portals.
And portals are fun, man. Who doesn't love portals? Like, portals, like, they just get you going.
Did you ever play the game back in the day?
Doctor Strange?
No, Portal.
Oh, no, I didn't.
It was like a futuristic game. It was very simple. It was just like one of those, like, brain teaser games where, like, you had to keep shooting these colored portals to get out of the cube.
Okay.
It was a very simple game. You might laugh at it now that like we're real old, like we're older, but back in the day it was a crazy game.
Yeah, no, I've not played that. I have played games obviously with portals in it. Like,
yes.
I mean
Zombies.
Zombies has some great portals.
Yeah.
A lot of portaling going on. The Minecraft, another portal.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big portal. End portal. Yeah, end portal.
That's
kind of a euphoric moment for anybody that plays video games, is jumping through that end portal being like, this is the Stanley Cup final.
See, but I've never actually done it where like I found it by my like legitly.
Oh, you gotta cheat. Yeah,
you gotta cheat. So
you have to go to creative mode, throw the eggs up.
Yeah,
in the
you
air.
Gotta get 1,000 of those eggs to find
too many
it.
Eggs.
So I've never actually done it like legitly.
Oh, did you think I was saying I was a nerd? No.
No.
No, I wasn't saying I was a nerd.
I was just saying like, yeah, I've just never done it legitly.
Actually, talking to some nerds about like one thing I have common ground with a lot of nerds is Minecraft, right? I can talk
yeah.
a lot about Minecraft with nerds.
Well, real quick, let's backtrack. I would say we're nerds.
Oh, yes. But I'm talking about like everybody that is a nerd knows someone that's more of a nerd
yes.
than them. Okay, so this is for, if you listen to this podcast, nerd, I'm sorry. You can only listen to this podcast if you like movies and hockey. And like that's a very specific.
Video games too.
And video games. It's a very specific group of people.
Yeah.
I don't expect a lot of people to be listening to this while pumping weights. Maybe you are. Maybe you're listening to this.
That'd be crazy.
Just pumping iron.
I would not.
Just one more rep.
Big of you to have this be your motivation for the day.
Actually, I like to think I work out like a decent amount. I always cut myself shy on reps. Like I've never been the guy like that's like one more rep.
I've got no purpose to get that extra rep now.
Like before I start a set, I'm always like, let's get 10 reps, and I get about 7, and I'm like, that was solid.
Yeah, that was a good pump. That was a good pump. Yeah, no, trying to get all the pumps, no.
But my point is that you always know someone that's more of a nerd than you.
Yes.
So my point is when I'm talking to nerds, I'm always talking to them about Minecraft and like can explain to them, yes, I've beaten the Ender Dragon, but I cheated. And that
yeah.
always ticks them off a little bit.
I've never met anyone that's actually done it like thoroughly and legitly.
Yeah.
I would like to get back on Minecraft one day and see how much they've added.
They just keep adding new stuff.
Like, I haven't.
They just keep adding
couldn't,
new stuff.
I would say it's been about a year or more that I've played Minecraft. I couldn't imagine the amount they've added since.
Usually, if you get on every 365 days, there's going to be some new stuff.
There's a ton of new
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Last time I got on, there was people shooting me underwater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's those guys. There's pillagers now. People
yeah,
shooting
I remember
you
those guys.
During the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always madness. And then there was that like those abandoned houses that you'd go in, and there'd just be like demons inside.
Oh, the big, like, castle thing?
Spooky wizards.
The huge, like, complex thing?
The mansion on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they would hex you.
That thing, like, destroyed us.
Yeah, that thing did destroy us. All right, so, yeah, so we got hockey, playoffs. I mean, I think we have to talk about the McKinnon goal.
It was a brilliant goal.
I mean,
not that brilliant.
I was going to ask, is it still... Is the goal
it
still cool?
It just tarnishes it, you know? Like, when you lose the game, it really just devalues the goal.
Like, it was such a... I was watching it live because there was about 3 minutes left in the game, and I was like, Mackenzie, let's just put this on. Like, she was like, whatever, I'll watch the rest. You know, I'll let you watch the rest of it before I turn on Temptation Island, which is not what I want to watch. So I was kind of happy that it went to OT and all. But anyway, he scores this goal, and I just, like, stand up immediately, like... And I had no money in the game. I had abs minus 1.5, so obviously that was over pretty much by that point. But it was still alive because I was like empty net. Like,
well,
but anyway.
That could have gotten you it.
Yes. So it was a huge goal. It was a huge, huge goal. Denver just goes crazy. I mean, he just...
The jar exploded.
He goes coast to coast.
Yeah.
He goes coast to coast. He starts from behind his own goal line, like
pantsed,
a true coast to coast.
Pantsed whoever that was.
I think it was Letty.
It
was Nick Letty.
Pantsed him.
Pantsed him. Nick Letty got the pants, but yeah, I agree with you. Like, immediately after that, the Blues scored, and then the Blues won the game in overtime, so
but
the
like,
goal itself is not as cool. It's not
even,
as memorable.
But, like, if they came back and won an OT, then it's still a really cool goal. just the fact that they lost the entire game. Yeah. Like, you just, like, think about that goal and you're like, well, it didn't really matter because you lost.
Hat tricks suck. Yeah. That's the other thing, too, is people threw their hats on the ice.
They threw their hat for a playoff loss.
For a playoff loss to the Blues, to a football team.
So, it really just, like, when you think about, like, big-time awesome goals, they usually resulted in a win.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, that Panarin one against Detroit.
Yeah.
Where he did, like, the Superman thing, and Torts was talking about him being Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we won that game. That's why I remember that goal.
You almost immediately try to drain out the goals and losses. Like, yeah. I can't tell you one goal.
Because you just try to eliminate the whole loss from your brain.
Like, I guess the only goal I can really, really think about in a playoff loss was when, like, Cam Atkinson scored in the first 20 seconds against Pittsburgh in game 3 of the 2016. I don't know.
16-17.
Yeah, 16-17. He scored, like, in the first, like, 10 seconds of the game. Yeah. It was electric, and I was like, here we go. And then we lost
no T.
But there's a lot of other goals in that game that I don't remember, and that was a great game.
Another big Blue Jackets one is, like, the Dubinsky-Foligno one against Pittsburgh.
But we won that game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You remember them because we won it.
You even remember the poop goals, like the very first Blue Jackets playoff win when Matt Calvert buried it in overtime. Like, you remember those goals. This goal is, unfortunately, significantly
forgotten.
It's less cool.
Yeah.
It's less cool.
Like the McDavid goal against the Rangers this year, they won.
Right.
You remember that one.
Yes. Absolutely. And
it just really devalues the goal.
It just was funny that immediately after, people were like, McKinnon versus McDavid, we're going to get it. Like, immediately after.
Yeah, like the series was over.
Like it
should have been.
The series should have been over.
They blew it. They blew it to the Blues.
The most blue team in the NHL.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for
and
them.
And now, that Bennington's out, but I'd say it's a series. That's a deflating loss. That and now it's going back to St. Louis. And you know St. Louis is going to be rocking.
They are going to be rocking. Yeah, they probably did not expect when they waved their team
game
off
six.
To have a game six.
Yeah, so
they were down 3-0 in this game, too.
And, like, they win this, it goes to game 7.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. And I really want to see Avs versus Oilers. I really want to see Avs versus Oilers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, McKinnon versus McDavid, we are one game from each team each away from getting it. And I just thought McKinnon would have just taken it away into the dark last night and just watch the team get it eliminated.
And, I mean, it would just be one of the most high-flying series you could get.
Absolutely.
Both teams just skate very fast.
You would have just loved to have seen – Yeah, you would have loved to see some handshake lines last night, but no, the series goes on, and maybe that's a good thing, you know, because
more hockey.
Yeah, exactly. It's more hockey games to look forward to. It's not the worst thing in the world.
It's not like this series, like, we did not need more games of the Panthers versus the Lightning.
Right.
That was just, those games were just blowouts every which way.
Yeah, we'll get into that series next.
This series has, you know, been pretty back and forth, so it's a good series to get more games out of.
The Nazem Kadri thing, obviously, aside from all the things off the ice, I'm just going to completely ignore that. That's all whatever. That is what it is. I mean,
bad optics.
The Bennington versus Nazem Kadri rivalry has been electric.
Yes,
it's been electric. And I don't even think Nazem Kadri, like, intentionally tried to murder Jordan
Bennington.
Don't
think he did at all.
A lot of goalies are getting plowed.
Yeah.
Sorelli plowed Bobrovsky.
He had a defenseman on him.
Right.
He had a D-man leaning on him. And there was a free puck.
McDavid plowed Markstrom. Like, we're having players plow goalies.
It's the playoffs. You see a free puck in the blue paint.
Get plowed.
You're going to go for it.
You're going to get plowed.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
And that's just, it's just playoff hockey. If I see a blue puck, not blue puck, a paint, I lost my word.
Hey, you got to watch out for the blue
line
pucks.
Change. I got a line change on that one.
Change it up!
Yeah, I got change on that one.
That one,
D2.
Change it up! What am I supposed to do on the bench? Just yell change it up.
They look so tired. Like, it'd be so good if we got fresh bodies out there.
Lady, just yell change it up. That's all you got to do.
That's crazy.
Too much for her brain to handle. But then she just yelled change it up, and boom.
Incredible movie.
Lines were changed. Was Gordon Bombay that good of a coach? People are asking.
He's all right.
He did bag a lot of hockey moms.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah, and honestly, did you watch the TV show?
No.
You didn't, yeah. I was pretty much only watching it just to know the moment. Like, I was only following it just to see if Gordon Bombay
fully turned to him and a mom.
Bag the hockey mom. And the over has been hitting. It's been over 5.5 episodes where he has not bagged. I mean, the series is over by now. I'm not going to spoil it because I haven't watched the rest of it. I'm a bad finisher.
You gave up on it.
I can't plow the goalie.
But was it like a good give up? Like, was it worth, like, it was not worth the rest of your time?
It was not worth the rest of my time, yeah. But it also wouldn't be the worst thing to pick back up and finish. You know what I mean? I'm kind of in a happy state with it right now.
But we got so many other things to watch.
So many other things to watch. Yeah, we got, dude, tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night.
Does it release at midnight?
I think so. Two Eppies.
Like directly 12:01.
Straight into my eyeballs.
I'm going to try.
This podcast is literally just going to be breaking it down for the next.
I'm going to try to stay up.
Yeah.
But it might be a Friday thing for me.
You know, that's fine. That's fine. It is what it is. I mean, you're going to have portals and you're going to have portals to be thinking about.
Yeah. I'm already going deep into portals tonight.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We'll do the rest of the playoff series. And, yeah, maybe Lucy will wake up. Huge of you to stop cussing all of a sudden.
What?
I noticed when you were texting me, you were sending me a couple fricks.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, when we were talking about whether we were going to be.
Well, it's just a joke, like, at work. I don't know, like, we just kind of, like, the guy I work with, it just kind of developed, I don't know, we just developed frick as the joke. Like, we go mother fricker. But we'll cuss up and down all the time. I don't know. Kind of a dumb joke. But I was in, like, the work mentality, so I said frick.
Yeah, you I think everybody's able to understand the jokes you have with dudes at inside, that are inside jokes at work. You just can't explain to other
They're
people.
They're just dumb, but we just say them.
Yeah.
But we'll cuss like sailors, but we just, I don't know, we just say frick a lot.
It's fine. It's fine. All right, so the world's ending right now.
Yeah, the president is talking to us to, like, basically cross your legs, cross your fingers,
you're
kiss, kiss your rear end goodbye because you're dead.
That was the craziest thing about this movie, is these people are just running away from from the world ending, but you know the whole world is just getting just
and
absolutely
you know what else is crazy? Is, like, they just showed us, like, a scene of people just walking up and down, like, Times Square. Like, nothing was going on. Like, Yellowstone just exploded.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, L.A. L.A. went in the water.
L.A. went in the water, and people in New York are like, "That. Oh, this is just a Tuesday.
PSA for all you Cincinnati Bengals fans, if you have a hard time getting over the Super Bowl loss, just watch the first 30 minutes of 2012. That'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
Because L.A. just
feel
gets,
a lot better.
L.A. just gets put in the absolute toilet. It just gets absolutely
they
put
lose
in the
their
toilet.
Super Bowl trophy. Immediately.
Immediately. All right. Anyway, playoff hockey. So, Oilers Flames. Oilers almost choked the other night.
Yes.
They were up 3-0.
Brutal goal to tie it.
Rasmus Anderson. Yeah, he's like.
From three quarters.
He's literally.
It wasn't even mid ice.
No.
It was like other blue line.
He was also skating backwards
when
he slap shot it.
But, like,
he had no forward momentum.
I can understand Mike Smith's argument. Once it gets, like, elevated enough where it blends in with the fans, I can see how you can kind of lose that.
It was a great shot.
Yeah.
It was top cheese.
Yeah.
It was top cheese.
So I can understand his argument. Just still, optics-wise, terrible goal to let in to tie the game.
To tie the game after being down, after being up 3-0.
But it's okay. You got McJesus.
You got McJesus. You got McJesus. He's so good.
At the end of the day, you can give up those goals because you know McJesus is going to get you another.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm taking McJesus tonight.
Absolutely.
I'm taking him plus one. I think they're plus 135.
ML?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what they are. PL.
Oh, wow.
I got burned on PL last night, but I went double PL Tuesday.
Rangers? Rans Cans?
Rans?
I went double PL. Well, I doubled.
It was Rans, and what was the other game? Oilers.
Yeah, Oilers, yeah.
They were both PL, like, plus 200. Like, they were over 200.
Yeah, they both
that
covered.
That was a huge win.
They both covered, yeah.
That was a huge dub.
The other thing, too, is Vander Kane birthed his son. He's coming off a sunbirth.
Oh.
This game, yeah.
I thought you said burnt his son. I'm like, damn.
Oh God,
dude, this guy's just really going
this
down a path.
A bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, then I'm betting him to get a goal.
Yeah, me as well. I'm just gonna take the Oilers. I think it's a good sign.
And a goal.
And a goal. Sure. Yeah.
Like any time touchdown scorer after the birth of his son
Van
or
Jefferson.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or before the birth of his son.
No, you want it immediately after.
Yeah.
The game following.
But Van Jefferson, didn't he catch a touchdown in the soup right before his, and then his son was born
was
immediately
it that?
After?
I know there's a ton of touchdown scorers during the season immediately following the
birth of
the
child. I think the key is just to birth kids during the playoffs.
I'm betting him to score a goal.
Yeah, okay. Fair
I
enough.
Also had McKinnon over 2.5 points last night. That smashed.
That had to have smacked.
I could have gone. What he had four, I think.
Yeah. No dubs.
Zero dubs.
Zero dubs last night.
So it doesn't really matter, McKinnon.
Okay,
thanks for coming.
Can I read McKenzie's quotes going back to the Avs Blues game? Can I just read
real quick? All of Las Vegas just crumbled away.
Oh yeah, it's gone. Oh, are they taking the big boy plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're taking the big boy plane now. So this is McKenzie's quotes after Nathan McKinnon scored the goal, word for word, okay? About 5-second pauses in between. So I'm not going to let the whole 5-second pauses, but Nathan McKinnon scores the goal. I go up. I go crazy. McKenzie says, that guy is good. 5-second pause. That guy is really good. 5-second pause. Is that guy from the States? 5-second pause. Bye, Blues. 5-second pause. They show the replay of the goal, and she's like, end with tricks? Because, you know, he did the move. He made it look easy.
You could put her on Old Takes Exposed. She said, bye, Blues.
Yeah. No, Blues. Honestly, yeah.
Blues
are so bad.
You could frame her on Old Takes Exposed so hard because she said, bye, Blues.
I'm gonna tag Old Take Exposed, yeah. My wife. So. So that was just hilarious.
He is not from the States, by the way.
I wish he was from the States.
Very much from
Halifax.
Northern North America.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
He's Nova Scotian. All right, Rans Cans. Rangers, Hurricanes. Seems like this series will go 7 games, correct?
Yeah.
I mean.
Canes winning tonight.
Because they're home.
Yeah.
Rans winning game 6.
Game 6. And anything happens game 7. I got to ride with Rans on game 7.
You have to because they're your playoff.
Yeah,
they're your
I'm
they're
obligated.
Your if the Canes blow it, it'll be the biggest game 7 choke in the history, right?
Real because quick. What if we got bad for you? No, it'd be great. It's really good for you. Oils, Blues in the finals, and then Rans Bolts finals, it'd be all blue teams.
It's tough to say that the Blue Jackets would be the second most blue team at that point.
Very tough. Be very tough.
I'm rooting for all blue teams. And the Avs have blue, too. But you can't have an all-blue final and not have the most blue team in the final.
Yeah. But I was like, that's like their third jersey.
That's a very blue final. Yeah, because the Oilers have been wearing blue.
Yeah. And I'm just expecting them to wear those jerseys the rest of the time.
And you're also getting all blue, but like everybody has a different secondary color.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because the Oilers are blue-orange. Rans are blue red, Bolts are blue white, and
Blues
are
like
blue blue
yellow,
blue yellow, blue blue yellow.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of blue,
so much blue.
That's what I'm rooting for, honestly. I would take that. I'd take that.
So much blue.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. But
and
yeah,
and then we could get the exact opposite of like blue with the Bolts, red and black with the Canes. Orange and blue with the Oilers, and then maroon.
Maroon. Oh, we're getting maroon in the final, pretty much.
Calling your shot?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I was going to read this stat. We did have a sweep, by the way. The Bolts sweeped Florida.
Yeah.
See ya. Not Bob's fault.
No, he actually played very well.
Played great.
He actually, stood up to the Blues. But unlike...
To the Bolts.
Yes, the Blues.
They are a blue team, yes, correct. He stood up to the Blues.
He stood up to a team that is blue. they had zero scoring.
That's tough. I mean, that's tough. Yeah, Siri said she's sorry.
Are you playing something?
I'm not. Why?
Oh, what? I thought I heard something.
I didn't mean to play anything. All right, Vasilevsky's absolutely locked in. I mean, he's given up one goal. He's an alien
from outer space.
He's an alien from outer space.
And there's no other explanation.
And it's just like, I'm sick of this team. I'm honestly sick of them. I know you're not. I know you're in the Blue Jackets Twitter camp. I think for the first time in forever, you would actually agree with Blue Jackets Twitter, it seems like, because Blue Jackets Twitter seems to take a lot of pride and an extraordinary amounts of pride in the fact that the Blue Jackets are the last team to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I don't even think about it like that. Like, I just never, like, we sweeped them. And, like, that's it. Like, I never really developed, like, that huge rivalry with them.
I'm just sick of them, man. I want them to be done. I'm sick and I'm over them. I'm over John Cooper scratching his butt.
At this point, well, one thing that, like, I think would be cool if the Bulls did win it all, just to see Pat Maroon just keep winning cups.
Pat Maroon is the second greatest dynasty of all time.
Like, just to see him keep winning cups, I think would be hilarious.
As of right now, Pat Maroon has the second most won playoff series ever.
Yeah. And what, he's got three cups right now
in a
row?
He's got three cups. He's going for
four. So he would tie the Isles.
For four cups in a row.
Yeah. I think it'd be hilarious.
It's incredible.
One player.
It is honestly a big moment, too, for all obese people out there, because he used to get bullied for being fat.
Yeah.
You used to call him Fat Maroon.
Yeah.
Can't call him that anymore.
No.
Only thing you call fat is his wallet.
Yeah. And his ring size.
And his gut, because he's too busy drinking beers out of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. So suck on that.
And yeah, so the Islanders have won 19 in a row in the 80s. That's four cups. Pat Maroon has won 14 series in a row for three cups. Canadians won 13 series in a row for, I'm guessing, four cups. Back then, they played less series for cups. That's just an L for Canada. Like, that kind of defrauds a lot of their Stanley Cups.
Oh, yeah.
We should do the math on how many Stanley Cups they actually have.
Probably they have one.
90s?
Yeah.
That's fine.
The Habs.
I wasn't going to completely diminish all their Stanley Cups.
They have one.
Okay, fair enough. All right. And then the Tampa Bay Lightning have obviously won 10 series in a row from 2020 to 2022. Here's the thing. They got the last laugh over the Blue Jackets.
Sure. But that was a bubble.
But that it was a bubble, but then they won another Stanley Cup.
And then I don't know. I also view it as like when you see teams go on like these crazy runs like
and
this.
I just don't want it to be happening anymore. I just don't want to see
like I'm viewing it from the other side of like we might never see something like this ever again in our lifetimes. So like
that's not true.
To see a team win three cups in a row,
they're not.
When's the last time someone's done that?
I think probably the Isles back in the 80s, but I know
40 years ago.
I know, and here's the thing, they really don't have that many fans that bother me. Their pictures of their like fan lobby outside of their stadium look so lame. They're all sitting in chairs.
Yeah.
Like, spaced out, because I guess for some reason Tampa Bay, Florida, is the one part of Florida still believes COVID exists.
Are they spaced out like that?
They're not. They're probably not spaced out. They're just not jumbled up like they are in Canada, you know? And I'm just over them. I'm just over their fans just going to the arena, just expecting to see a dub. Like, I don't think they appreciate it enough, to say the least. And nor do I think they deserve it, because they get enough sunshine, they get enough ocean.
No, they get a ton of awesome things.
They get so many awesome things. Why do you get to have Stanley Cup victories, too? There's no way they appreciate Stanley Cup victories as much as other cities would.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I would agree with that. I guess, like I said, I'm just viewing it from the point of to see a team just be this dominant for 3 years in a row, like, I truly don't think we will see that again in our lifetime.
Drunk Cooch is funny though. I'll take Drunk Cooch pretty much.
Drunk Cooch.
Drunk. Remember he was like
yes.
He just started slamming beers as soon as he got off the ice. So here's what's interesting, because we got two guys streaking, but now they play on the same team, so one of their streaks has to end. Corey Perry has lost two straight
Stanley
Cups.
That's what I was really about to say. And, like, I don't know if I can see this man just keep losing cups being on the opposing side. Like, he's just desperately wants one more ring.
So did Claude Giroux.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Well, that wasn't his... It was kind of his choice. Like, he decided what team to get traded to.
It's just tough to have your face be, like, the banner slide for a he just wants one, and then you're like, don't even come close.
Yeah, not even, like, sniffed.
You get sweeped. They tried hard. Credit them. Because
realistically, I forget the Capitals guy's name. He missed that empty net goal to go up, like, 3-1 in the series by, like, an inch.
Yeah.
And I don't think they come back in that series being down 3-1.
No, not at all. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and then we will do a little bit of smidgen of Jackets talk, and then we'll finish it after another break with the all sports questions. All right, sorry, had to take a lot of breaks. Big night tonight. I'm Tom. I see you're hydrated, and you're getting ready for Portal City. I'm hydrated, and I'm getting ready for a softball game, although I'm seeing a lot of gray out there. Don't know if it's going to be going down. But
been raining off and on all day.
I don't get that disappointed when softball games get canceled.
I can understand that.
I'm just kind of like, all right, so I didn't get to.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play T-ball, basically.
Big whoop.
Big
whoop.
Can I go home now?
Yeah.
Not if you told me you canceled a hockey game, I'd be like, what?
Yeah,
I think I proved how much I would do anything to get my skates on ice last night.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway, Tom, how are the new skates treating you?
They were good.
I didn't get a formal review on your new skates. You were wearing, I didn't know this, now I know this, you had been wearing flip-flops the last 2 years of playing hockey.
My whole career.
Practically.
I've owned one pair of skates.
You bought some new Vapors?
Yes. They were great. They were real smooth.
Right under $200, like I said, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
They were real smooth and crisp.
Did you get them sharpened?
I did.
Nice. Very nice. Yes. Okay.
So I very much enjoyed them. Just I think it's going to be a slight adjustment. Like you said, I mean, I've only played with flip-flops.
Yeah.
So now it's just weird knowing, oh, my skates aren't just going to bottom out from underneath me.
Yeah. And Jackets fans are going to have to make a slight adjustment because we've got two Bjorks now.
Yeah.
Marcus Bjork.
Unless you become the GM tomorrow and yes. just start doing trades with the other one.
Yeah, hypothetical trade, Blue Jackets fans. Oliver Bjorkstrand to the Boston Bruins for...
Like, let's first disclaimer, take off your Blue Jacket, like, fan goggles and just put on...
Basically become a grown adult for a second.
Grown adult and think, I want to win a Stanley Cup... This would be the best option.
Oliver Bjorkstrand to the Boston Bruins for David Pastrnak.
Yes, please.
We get the Noodle Man.
Yes.
Obviously, this deal is not even close to happening. This is like the most similar deal I could come up with for the same one that we did with the Chicago Blackhawks when we gave the Blackhawks Brandon Saad.
Yes.
Got back with Timmy Panarin. Crazy deal. Like, it was just euphoric.
Yeah, texting I don't think that... would ever happen with the Bruins.
No, I just would really like to see... I really would like to text Tommy a bowl of noodles knowing that we got the news that we just got a bowl of noodles. I would like to text
that
him that.
Would
it's
be
not going to happen.
Incredible.
But no, instead we signed Marcus Bjork. I checked out this guy's stats. He's got like 12 points in 50 games in the Swedish League. He's a defenseman. I guess if he's a little bit better than Dean Kukin, it's a win.
It's just a little more depth, I think. That's about it. Nothing crazy.
It's nothing crazy. I love when Blue Jackets Twitter is like, we got two Bjorks now. They're like going nuts.
Don't care.
Don't care.
I don't care about his name. I
care about Marcus Bjork.
Yeah, I don't care what his freaking name is. Is he going to help me win games and maybe win a Stanley Cup? That's what I care about.
That's all I care about. I do think the Blue Jackets need some work to do this offseason, and I honestly am looking forward to getting into the nitty-gritty and starting to talk about this team more regularly because my dad tapped me on the shoulder last night at Shake Shack. Great restaurant, by the way. Great burgers.
Never been. I've always wanted to
Delicious.
Go.
Delicious. Slightly overpriced.
Slightly?
But great burgers. Like it's
Is there one nearby?
Polaris, yeah.
Oh, no.
My dad sees
no crap.
We're waiting in line to get our food. my dad taps me on the shoulder and he's just like, man, I wish we were in the freaking Stanley Cup playoffs. And I was like, me too, Dad. I wish we were in the Stanley Cup playoffs too.
Just like, retweet, Dad.
Yes, Dad. I wish we were in the freaking Stanley Cup playoffs too. And I'm like, that's going to be us next year. Next year, we're going to be in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, I think we got a good amount of cap space.
We signed Corpy for $1.3 million.
I mean, that was like, he's got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
After the season he had nowhere else to go. I hope he bounces back. I hope he has a good bounce back year.
I hope he puts his hip into it.
Yeah, I hope he, you know, isn't Corpy. I hope he's Corpi.
We need Corpi.
Get the eyes going again. Need some center help, I think. That's the biggest thing, I think. Which has been the common theme for quite some years now.
Yeah, Ken Johnson, Jack Roslovic, Cole Sillinger, Boone Jenner. Hopefully one of those guys turns out to be decently elite. John Corrali, we still got him, so we're still working on center depth. And we got two first-round picks this year, so
6 and 12.
6 and 12. So we're about to be super young.
Are we thinking Yarmo might be doing a little trade?
Maybe. I don't know who he'd trade for.
What are the UFAs? I don't even know who's a UFA this
year. So that's what I was going to talk about because I was going to talk about some UFAs because I think in order for this team to be
first priority, 8-year line A. That's the first priority. After that, we go into UFAs.
Okay, so I'm gonna do dream centers. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick one for me and one for you. And you're gonna like the one that I pick. I know you don't have the list in front of you.
I was like
So we each get to pick one. Your dream center, I'm just gonna say what your dream center is, would be Evgeny Malkin. Right? No?
I don't know. Like, who else is on the list?
Okay, I'll just go down the list. Free agent centers, UFA centers, big dogs, Malkin, Giroux, Patrice Bergeron, Philip Forsberg. Those are kind of the big dogs.
Forsberg's a center?
That's what it has him listed as. I think, he plays center.
I thought he was a winger.
He was like their top center ever.
I thought he was always a winger.
He probably can play both.
Yeah.
He's listed as a center on on Spot Track, so I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I think in the best case scenario would be Forsberg.
Yeah. Most realistic is what you're saying.
Not most realistic. I'm just saying
Well, you didn't even know he was a center until 30 seconds ago.
Well, I think McKinnon plays a lot on the wing, but I'm sure it's got him listed as a center.
Do you want me to keep going down? Nazem Kadri is going to be center.
I would love him.
Getzlaff.
I would say Kadri and Forsberg would be the top two on my board.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so let's get a big-time center. But I was also thinking this. Here's what I really think Yarmo is going to do. And this totally seems like something the Blue Jackets need to do, plus what they're capable of doing. They need to sign somebody with a little bit more grit, a little bit more bite.
Kadri.
That would be great. But I was thinking about a guy like Alexander Radulov.
He got healthy scratch, though.
But a fresh start, though. Fresh start.
Yeah.
And I don't want a guy that's going to produce a lot. And he's not a center. He'd be a wing. I think you need those guys that just have a little bit of bite to them, though.
That's why, I said Kadri was number one.
The question is I don't know if Radulov can have that level of bite at 35 years old.
Yeah.
You see Milan Lucic having that bite at that age. That's what I'm saying. Like, all these playoff teams.
But, he's also a guy you're not expecting a huge lot of minutes out of.
That's what I'm saying.
I think we want a center with bite that could do minutes.
Which I think have those guys. I think
to take pressure off the young guys.
I think Corrali and Boone are those guys. I think they have a little bit of bite
Boone,
to them.
Yeah. I think Corrali, I think he's just a good... I like him on our fourth line.
Right. Yeah. I was just saying I think the Blue Jackets need a goon. The Blue Jackets need a guy that's just going to go out there and kill people because Domi was that guy, but now he plays for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Was Rat... I don't... I don't... ever really remember Radulov kind of being like just a goon, though.
Well, exactly. He's not. But that's what I'm saying is, like, if you want to be in the lineup, maybe you can get a little goon activity going.
Sure.
Because I think he has that ability to.
Sure.
You know, just get a little crazy out there. Have at it.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. I was like, I was just looking up and down the lineup for guys with a little bit of bite. I don't know what else.
He'd be real cheap.
There's not, yeah, exactly. There's not a, like a whole, like, lot of guys. I mean, other than Kadri.
Kadri and Forsberg would be my top two.
Yeah.
I think Drew could still, I think he still showed he could still play pretty freaking well, but I doubt he comes here.
What about Jay Beagle? He's the guy that pumped. He absolutely pumped the lights out of
Troy Terry.
Yeah, Troy Terry. That was so freaking awesome. Freaking
beat his lights in.
That was great.
See, like, I don't think there's any chance on this God's green earth that Drew or Malkin even consider coming to Columbus.
I agree. That's why I was trying to think of something that would be, like, more... like Blue Jackets range of like realistic signing. I just think Radulov would be that guy. Think about it. That'd be like very similar to signing like Gustav Nyquist. Like, you know, just like a mid level, pay him like $4 or $5 million at the most.
I guess like I just don't know enough about like I don't know where Kadri or Forsberg would even want to go.
He'd probably I don't know either. I mean, that would be great. I think Kadri after I think the thing is though with Kadri is there's gonna be way too many people that are going to offer him a bag after this
absolutely.
Year. So I just don't think the Blue Jackets realistically are in that list. And obviously, the Blue Jackets realistically aren't in the Bergeron or
Well, and Bergeron, the Malkin I don't think list. He goes anywhere except Boston.
Right. He's signing back. And I don't know if Malkin goes anywhere other than freaking.
Yeah.
So those guys might be off the list. And Forsberg, he's going to go. Hell, he'll probably go to, like, Florida or something. He'll probably go to a Stanley Cup-ready team, and I think a lot of people don't really look at the Blue Jackets as a Stanley Cup-ready team.
It's tough.
So it's tough. I think we kind of...
It's tough being us.
I think we just got to kind of accept whatever we get. Maybe Yarmo does make a splash, a huge, like, trade splash.
I don't know. All you can do is hope that having Line A and Voracek would really entice someone.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take another break. After this, we'll come back. We'll do the all sports questions. Oh, also, before we take a quick break, quick thought on Torts talking to Philadelphia.
Is he now?
Coach's coach.
No way he goes back to coaching.
He interviewed.
He did.
He interviewed.
Wow.
Barry Trotz interviewed with the Wings, too. Those would be great hires by both those teams.
Absolutely. Philly need... That's what Philly would need, though, if they actually want to, like, you know, not be scum.
All right, George's all sports questions after the quick break. All right, back from the quick break. Maybe you're sitting there wondering why are these guys taking quick breaks all the time. My answer.
Someone's got to make sure Lucy isn't dead just sleeping on that chair.
Yeah, if you'd see the way that my dog is sitting right now, she definitely looks like she's toast. So... She did go to doggy daycare today.
Oh, that's tiring.
Doggy daycare, absolutely, yes. That just wipes you out. Okay, so I texted George. George, you got any all sports questions? He said, quote, fuck, I'm in a lift. When do you need them? I said 4:30 if possible. Not a big deal. If not, I can just make them up. He said, fuck, okay, so I have to be on call with y'all because I'll be driving. And I said, don't worry about it. I'll just make them up. And then he texted me later, I'll get them to you. And then he sent me... paragraph. So,
oh my lord!
I guess he was committed. You love to see the commitment. His first all sports.
Are you able to like break him down where it's not a full paragraph?
Yes. Okay. Yes. First all sports question: who is one professional athlete in any sport that you guys think you could be in? Who is one professional athlete in any sport that you guys think you can be in their sport?
Wow. Well, are they playing their individual position, or, like, can I move them to any position?
I think you can move them to any position. Why?
Because I would easily pancake the hell out of any kicker in football.
Okay. I don't think that's what he said. He didn't say beat. He said can be, like B-E in their sport.
Oh, B. Yeah. Oh. Okay, so I'm not trying to beat someone. I'm
trying to be them.
Equivalent of them.
Yeah, trying to take their spot, maybe.
Oh, well, I got to think about this now.
Yeah.
I was in a different mindset.
Yeah, I don't know. If I could be, I don't look at any professional athlete and think I could do what you do realistically better. Because
that's why I'm not there.
I'm gonna take Marcus Bjork's spot. You don't need to sign Marcus Bjork.
You could just sign us.
Just sign me.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not, because that's why I'm not a professional athlete.
That's why you're doing a podcast right now. All right, next question. Since the Paul brothers are doing celebrity boxing and boxing either former pro athletes or retired boxers, why don't the Paul brothers venture in other sports instead of saying they can knock out Floyd Mayweather, they can say that they could score on Tampa Bay's goalie? Jeez. This is exactly what I expected out of a George question. All right, still going.
Well, real quick, no one's scoring on Vasilevsky right now, so don't want to challenge him.
Goalie. I only said Tampa Bay's goalie because I don't know the correct spelling of his name, or shoot better at Augusta than Tiger Woods, or things like that. I just think when it comes to fighting, everybody all the time thinks that they could fight professional fighters.
One, I think they, one, they just know this is where we can get our best chance at doing something like this. And two, probably where they got the most money.
Yes, and because most of the times in those sports too, people are like, if I only get one punch, maybe, just maybe I can knock him out. It's not like you can knock Tiger out in a golf tournament.
And like the closest thing we had to something like this is like the matches with golf, and yet they were paired up with professional golfers.
To add, the Paul brothers scared, ? Not scared to get in the ring to box, but afraid to get out on the course, ? I think what George is trying to say is that the course was really intimidating for him in life, and now that he's on the course, he's like trying to call out other people for getting on the golf course. Is the golf course scary?
You just got to accept the golf course.
You got to accept the golf course.
Either you got to ride the wave of the golf course, or you just ride the wave of slamming some glizzies and beers because you ain't playing well.
Yeah. All right, last all sports questions. These questions are exactly on par with
last one? I thought it was four.
Well, he only sent me three.
Oh, okay.
So last one, and plus we're pressed against time. How do you guys feel about the changes made in Major League Baseball from the pitcher timing, juice store, non-juice, two balls?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
I got pitcher shot clock, and that's
it. This is what he said. How do you guys I'm going to read it word for word. How do you guys feel about the changes made in the MLB from pitch timer, juice store, non-juice, to balls, steroids, or no steroids?
Wait, what's the difference between the juice and the steroids?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just going to talk about the pitch clock because that's the only thing I understood. Haven't noticed it, so not that big of a deal to me.
I didn't even know there was a pitch clock. Is it that this year?
I thought we had a huge argument about it, the three of us.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't noticed it if they have it.
I knew they added it. I haven't noticed it, so I haven't cared.
I think they need to stop letting umpires or managers argue with umpires. Like, why do they get to do that in their sport? But, like, in no other sport does John Cooper or Brad Larson get to walk out onto the ice and talk to the official.
Torts did in Montreal. That's
true. Torts did Torts do that.
Just no one has the balls like Torts.
No one has the balls to do it. But hockey also is impressed on finishing their games quicker. Baseball is.
Yeah. Well, and I also think it's, I don't know, like, I think it's just because baseball, there's a lot more downtime between plays.
Right. I'm saying eliminate the downtime. Don't let umpires do that. If you come out onto the
field, I love that.
Free walk.
I love when
I'm just saying.
I love it
when the
general managers. I think we should be talking about why can't we just call them coaches? Why do they got to be general
managers? That's fair.
You know
what?
Like, you're the coach.
All right. I got to wrap it up because I got to go to a softball game. You got to go. Watch portals over under 48.5. I know you're not going to be keeping track.
Over. I'll try to keep track.
Please do.
I'll try
like,
to keep
please,
track.
That would actually be great if you could report back how many
portals
you
saw. I'll try to keep track for you.
All right. And then hopefully, once you know that, you can tell your dog about it.
Tell your dog.
All
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.